Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
We was muted. What up? What up? What up? What up? Glorious Wednesday.
What up, though?
Last day of August.
Shout out to Detroit.
We here. That's like the home team, man. Two.
What are we doing?
Beautiful day in the city.
What are we doing?
All right, home team's here.
Yeah, let me put the back call out.
Shout out to everybody that was watching that Rants and Gems episode. Very informative. Shout out to everybody that tuned into episode 200 yesterday with Jamal King. Another legendary one. Shout out to the city of Detroit. We got something special on the way. What up, though? And shout out to everybody that tuned into the legendary Market Mondays this Monday. Another classic. Love is love. Yeah, we got, man, a special one today. Another one.
Just keep going, man. 24-hour news channel. We just had Matt and Kiana Watson on. They just wrapped up about a half an hour ago. Dope episode of Rants and Gems covering Bank of America's new program.
That's
for no money down mortgages.
Mm.
So that's big.
Yeah.
And be right back. Be right back like we never left.
Yeah, I'd be interested. How many people think is going that trend starts? How many financial institutions you think pick that up?
I don't know.
It's gonna be interesting to see. I heard a home team is here. Sam, my dog, what's going on? I see you in here. School year about to start. Shout out to all my educators out there that have started their new week of their first week of school. Shout out to all those that will be starting next week. I know when we get to that late August feeling, it's that anxiety kick in. It's time to start the show again. So happy new year to everyone that's going back into the building and doing the job, the most noble job in the world, and that's educating our youth. Shout out to all of y'all. Love is love.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, we're not even going to waste too much time as we wait for Sonya to come in. We'll let you know what's going on here. So, EYL University, online platform that we created over 2 years ago, which has grown to be one of the largest communities online, hands-on education. We do weekly classes. We do weekly investing trading sessions. Shout out to Chris. We do monthly financial planning calls. We do book club, movie club, real estate calls with MG, the mortgage guy. It's a whole community that we've been able to assemble. So we do with these what's called open enrollment. So the last Wednesday of the month, we open it up and we put it on YouTube. And it's just, you know, kind of peek into the window of what we do on a weekly, pretty much a daily basis at EYL University. So it's something that, you know, we try to just, you know, like I said, show people exactly what's going on. If you're interested in, you can join EYL University. The biggest, everything we do is the biggest. So today's topic is something that's extremely timely. And I put a post up last week about Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness
plan.
Mm. And it was very well received. It got like over 500,000 views. So what I talked about was his plan to forgive $10,000 of student loans if you make under $125,000,
mm-hmm.
and up to $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients that fit the same income criteria. So being that, you know, that's something that's fresh out the news and is time sensitive as well, we thought that it would be a good topic to cover tonight. So reached out to Sonya, who is a student loan specialist, called student loan doctor. She's a EYL alumni,
mm-hmm.
and she actually just came from InvestFest. She did InvestFest.
Yes, she was.
Well.
Yes, she was.
So anybody that was at InvestFest and got to see her talk, you know, she gave a bunch of information, actually was able to go up there by herself and speak for about 45 minutes, had a presentation, had a booth in InvestFest also. So anytime that we get a chance to connect with Sonya is good. So yeah, this is going to be one of those very, very informative conversations, I'm sure, that she'll provide a, you know, ton of information. And also at the end, we'll be answering some questions, because I'm pretty sure that a lot of people have questions in regards to student loans. And if you don't have a question, then you might be able to learn from somebody else's question. So that's something that, you know, definitely, definitely looking forward to. For sure.
There are 43 million people who have student loan debt. And I'm talking about all of us, because I am one of the us. I have student loan debt. So even I have questions, right? Because things change. And every time change happens, there needs to be new explanations. So I got some questions. Hopefully we can get some answers. I've read a lot about it just because I'm interested. I'm actually going through the process myself. If you listen to our episode, which probably like over a year ago, I had applied for loan forgiveness just being in public service, working for 13 years, 10 of them being in the inner city. You know, you qualify for loan forgiveness after, I think, 120 payments. So I had met the criteria. I felt like Isaiah Thomas, though, with the Jordan thing. I don't know what I met the criteria to be accepted, but I was not accepted. And now that there's new changes, I get to apply again. So hopefully I'll fit the criteria and have complete loan forgiveness, not just the $10,000, which I don't think I'll qualify for anymore, unfortunately. But Yeah, man. So it's going to be an interesting night. I'm looking forward to it.
So, all right. So we'll get this started in 1 minute. But before, just wanted to make an announcement. I think Sonya's there. So we are having something really, really big in New York City next week that we're very, very excited about for the first time ever. You know, they let the financial guys in the fashion world. So, you know, we've been big on fashion for a long time. We always, you know, we talk about fashion a lot. So we're doing a show at New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Monumental. shout out to Ally for sponsoring that. And shout out to United Masters for partnering with us on that. So yeah, the first ever, you know, we're bringing financial literacy to the world of fashion. It's a surprise as far as like what's going to happen in the show, because we want to keep everything kind of secret and in the moment, but it's going to be super dope for sure. And yeah, you can RSVP if you want to attend. Space is extremely limited, but
say that part again.
Yeah, for sure. Try to get there early.
Please, advised.
Hey, what's going on?
Sonya.
So,
hey guys,
how's it going? How you doing? I was just making an announcement. We're having a show at New York Fashion Week, so you know I'm kind of excited about that. But the last thing I'll say before I hand over the baton is for that New York Fashion Week, another thing that we just announced just now is that we're going to have something exclusive for EYL University members on Thursday. On Thursday, we're having an all-day education workshop where we're bringing some of the top minds in fashion world to come talk about their career journey, to educate people on the world of fashion, about career opportunities in fashion. So that's going to be, so Friday's going to be the show, but Thursday's going to be the all day education. And that the Thursday part is only going to be for EYL University people. So I'll put that link. Maybe we could put that link in the Zoom.
Yeah.
And then we'll also put that link in the Facebook group if you want to,
if you
want to attend that. But if you do want to attend that EYL University, make sure you sign up early, because it's on a first come, first serve basis as far as that's concerned. But that's going to be a really, really dope education into the world of fashion if you're interested in business and fashion and different things of that nature. So all right, so let's get into this. Sonya, without further ado, I want to hand the baton over to you and let you do your thing.
I'm excited to be here. I had to tell the captain to pull me up right to the gate and have a suite for you guys. So listen, these announcements that we're about to share today, and thank you so much for having me on here, are so major. And I want to make sure that we take our time and walk through the information. I do want to start with what's happening per Biden's updates. More information just came out today, so I'm really, really excited to share that. And guys, my biggest concern is that we're putting out all this quality information, but people still may miss the application that's attached to it, if that makes sense. So we really, really want to get into that conversation and hopefully have a really great Q&A tonight as well. So first thing first, if anybody's taking notes, I'm going to just break some things down and then we'll get into it. The application for the $10,000 or $20,000 that Biden is giving out is going to be released in about 4 weeks. So it's really, really important to note in about 4 weeks, we're going to see it be released. I'm going to talk about some barriers to receiving that money in just a second, but it is going to be via an application. So I don't want people to think that $10,000 or $20,000 is magically going to appear in their account. It's just not. There has to be an application completed. The quickest way, a cheat sheet, if you will, to knowing how much money you're going to get is if you log into studentaid.gov. So studentaid.gov, log in, and you're going to click your dashboard. Well, guys, when they log in, they're going to see two circles or one. If you see a blue circle, that represents your student loans. A green circle represents the Pell Grant. Now, not a lot of us remember if we received Pell Grant in college. Like, do you guys remember that? Like, you might or might not, but depending on how old you are, I know we don't look that old, you know. I'm like, did I get the Pell Grant? I'm like, did you get the Pell? So we have these conversations, like, no. So that's number one. So log in and see if you see two circles. And it just goes like this. If you see a green circle, if you see two circles, you see a green circle, you're most likely going to be eligible for the 20K. If you log in and you only see a blue circle, meaning you did not receive a Pell Grant, then you're going to only be eligible for 10K. It's just as simple as we could do it. So two circles, 20K, one circle, 10K. And don't worry about what's in the circles, okay? Now, the next thing is, these are the important numbers. You have to have earned less than $125,000 for 2020 or 2021. So they're going to look at your adjusted gross income for 2020, 2021, and the number is $125,000. If you are married, filed jointly, the number goes up to 250,000. So it's just as simple as that. Going by your, some people didn't file 2021 taxes, right? So they're going by your 2020. Somebody said, well, what if I didn't file those? You need to go file them. And you have, just as simple as that. And then write this down, guys. You have up to a year to receive this this money. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Troy and Shada, I wouldn't wait a year, okay? Because we know that government programs change every day. So you should not wait a year. You have up to a year. The next thing is, you're probably thinking, well, how do I know, you know, if I'm going to receive this money, if I, you know, have a circle and I made less than 125? Here's the last caveat. Now, this part's a little bit more trickier, so I'm going to try to explain it through. You're going to have to figure out if you have direct loans or FFEL loans. So the Family Federal Education Loan Program is not sponsored through the government. The government makes no money for everyone that has an FFEL loan. About 8 million Americans have FFEL loans. So about 8 million people, if they don't consolidate ASAP, they will not get this money, or they're not going to get as much money if they only have FFEL loans. And if they have a mixture, they would get the money that applied to their direct loans. But if you only have FFEL loans, you will get no money. I know that sounds really tricky, so let me say it again. You must have direct loans for the money to be applied towards your loan account. All right. And if we were like in a super live session, I would say type got it if you got it, right? So that's that. Now, here's the tricky part, guys. We don't know how they're going to give out this application link. My assumption is through studentaid.gov, but that website shuts down if you look at it too hard. So I don't know how this application is going to be disseminated. Once it does, I know that we're committed to helping people at no charge get it done. Be careful. A lot of scams are starting right now. So I'm literally receiving screenshots in my DM every day. Like, this company said they can help me do the 20K application for only 500. Don't pay that. So just be careful that you're going to be getting some phone calls, some texts. You don't have to pay that, guys, to get some help. But you do want to help others that may not have access to the internet, the computer, or just be not tech savvy, because that is going to be the barrier to receiving the money. So that's the gist of what's coming down the pipeline for that. I can go into other updates, but I just wanted to pause there first.
Yeah. And just some people that don't, like, if they don't remember if they have a Pell Grant. Mm-hmm. So 60% of student loan borrowers are Pell Grant recipients.
Right.
So that could be you. And mm-hmm. predominantly, most of the people who have them are people of color, mm-hmm. and it's income based. So I think it's like if you made under $35,000, or maybe now it's $50,000 as a household, then mm-hmm. you probably qualify for it. So if you're in that, when you went to school, if those were the conditions, then you probably qualify for a Pell Grant. You probably got it.
So, right.
Yeah. So let's get into other updates. Before I forgot to actually pin this link to EYL University, so I'm just do that real quick. So EYL University, once again, for anybody that just joined, this is something that we do every single week, but we do it once a month on YouTube. It's kind of like an open enrollment, what we call, and it's an open window into what we have going on, which is a curriculum made up of real estate, stocks. Every single week we do trading room with Chris, we do financial planning, we do real estate, we do all kinds of stuff like that. So long story short, we're doing a flash sale. We haven't done this in a few months, but coming off of InvestFest, that's the last time we did it, was before that in the spring. So 48 hours, we're doing 50% off, which is $500 for the entire year, $499 to be exact. And it includes 200 past videos. It includes everything. It's like 1,000 hours worth of content. And it actually includes the Home Buyer's Blueprint.
Volume one and two.
From MG the Mortgage Guy. That's 32 hours of real estate content. So it's probably the best deal that you ever receive in your life. So, but you have to enter code student. So go to EYLUniversity.com, enter code student, and you get 50% off of your annual membership. 48 hour sale. So, all right, Sonya, my bad. Yeah, can you talk about some other updates? What's going on?
Okay, yes. All right. So we got a couple more important dates. When I tell you, I feel like every day it's a new date to be released. The next important date is that the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Limited Waiver is going to be ending on October 31st. I'm telling you right now, I'm just looking at the Twitter from the Department of Ed. They're not changing that date. Okay. They've been sending it out like every day. And this is the biggest loan forgiveness program in the history of student loan debt. I literally, guys, wake up every day to a DM of somebody saying because they did something or they heard something from us, even from your conference, that was huge. just massive loan debt forgiven. At your conference, guys, I was just amazed. People were coming up, literally one lady came up crying, $202,000 forgiven. And she said, I heard of you through EYL, so I'm just really excited to see what's happening. So let's talk about how to make that a reality for someone. So I'm gonna break this down and hope no one gets a little lost. So from 2007 to 2022, if you ever, and the key word here, Rashad and Troy, is ever, even if you didn't leave in good standing, even if you never, ever paid a student loan payment before, because people, you know, the brain would make you say, well, I didn't. If you ever worked at a qualified employer, we'll talk about that in a second, you are eligible to get credit for that work time. You didn't have to make a payment. You just had to show up on work. Okay, if they said you went to work and somebody can sign and attest to it, you're going to get credit. And so when we think about government, military, education, healthcare that's not for profit, we think about public service, law enforcement, nonprofits, of course, those entities, if you've ever, I can't stress it enough, worked there, you are eligible. Just send the paperwork in. If your employer closed down, maybe they didn't leave on good terms, there is an option to do what's called self-certify. So don't worry about that. Like literally there's a box you'll check. The Mohelia/Department of Education will get back to you and say if they need anything further from you, but just fill out the form, okay? So that's number one. Number two, this is really, really big. So guys, I don't know if y'all know this, but the government recently admitted to messing up. Did y'all know about that? The Department of Ed said, we messed up. Mm. They put a whole announcement out online. And how they messed up is they entrusted lenders to keep count of every payment that was made towards PSLF or towards an income-driven repayment program. So just imagine this, a breakdown for you guys. So let's say, Troy, let's say you ever call and you called your loan lender and you was like, you know what, guys, I can't make this payment. Can I get an extended forbearance? You ever call for forbearance, Troy, ever, like in your life?
I have. Yeah, I have.
Most people have. Yeah, and yeah. When you called them, were you relieved that the call was only about 2 or 3 minutes and they said yes?
I was. Well, it was different times.
So there's a term for that. That's technically illegal. That is technically illegal. It's called forbearance steering. So what that means is lenders, every time you called in, they were actually supposed to spend time with you on the phone and ask you about your finances, ask you why you couldn't make a payment. What's happening here, right? And instead they go, okay, sure. And so you're like, woo, I got off again. So that happened for a lot of people for months, years, right? So here's what happens. So the government said because that was illegal, they should have done some proper counseling with you. They're going to give up to 3 years of credit towards student loan payments. So what does this look like? In November, December, there isn't an exact date. They just said in the late fall of this year, they're going to credit anyone's account that was in forbearance 12 months at a time for up to 3 years. So every 12 months equals 1 year. For up to 3 years, they're going to give a credit towards your account. You don't have to apply for it. You don't have to do anything. They're just going to do an account adjustment. The only caveat, again, is you have to have a direct loan. So if you're enrolled, you know, Rashad, in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, you know, you have to meet a maximum of 10 years. Well, I don't know what everyone's calculation is that are in the PSLF program, but just imagine, let's say you had 7 years in, right? You got your bad credit from your employers. And this is why people are getting out of student loan debt in 30 days. Then they're going to see 3 years on top of that, eligibility. So we're going to see a lot of people already getting their loans cleared through PSLF. And then in November, December, we're going to see a whole nother wave of people getting their loans cleared. To be honest with you, some people are not even going to need the money that Biden's about to give out, because that's how much for loan forgiveness is happening. Okay, so that's the big part right there. That's that. We have one more section to cover, okay? It's a lot happening. Yeah.
That's a lot. So that public service, before you came on, I was speaking about the public service loan, because I remember I told you that when I applied for it, the criteria was so ridiculous that like only 1% of people
right
qualifying, and that's changed. I even had some coworkers that have actually done it. But you said the part where I worked in a school, and now the school mm-hmm. has changed names 4 times. The principal's no longer there. Can right. you just tell them what we have to do? You said it's self-certified?
Self-certified. So when you look at the application on page 1, there's a little box that says, click here if you have to self-certify, and it gives some reasons as to why. Now, that's not something you want to do. You only do it if you have to do it, because they're going to ask you for like maybe some tax returns, some other proof that you work there. So that's going to be the long route. We don't really have that much time. Mm-hmm. Only do it if you know that if that school is closed in this example, then do it. If the school is still open and there's somebody there that could attest to your work history, then go that route.
Got you. Perfect. Yep. I'm on it.
Okay. One more update, borrower's defense. So you saw the article come out where the government was bragging about getting about, I think it was like 13 million in student loans forgiven through borrower's defense. 200 schools came out. And this is what's really, really important for the African-American community. You know, for-profit schools always have targeted our community. And so when we saw that list come out, we're like, okay, game time. University of Phoenix, ITT Tech, DeVry. Remember all those commercials?
DeVry, ITT Tech.
Those schools.
Legendary.
So look at that list. I pinned the list on my page. You know, if you guys want to post your stories, like, that list is so crucial. If you see your school, you see your friend's school on there, like, you got an obligation to tell people to do the application. Now, the application used to be a paper application, 25 pages long. Nobody was doing it. Now it's online through studentaid.gov. You log in, click borrower's defense, and you just walk through it and you fill out the reasons why you feel you're eligible to get this money refunded. Now, it is a long application. I'm not going to lie. We help with that. But here's the kicker, guys. I don't want to see people. If, like, if you see your school and you don't apply, it's extremely weird. They're literally going to take that loan money off of your credit, totally forgive you. Here's the biggest caveat. They're going to give you some money back, like money, like tangible checks. And I didn't believe this until my friend screenshotted me a picture, like, with a check from ITT Tech. I said, oh, this is real, you know, because you hear about these things. And so he's going to be getting checked for a little while, because anybody who made payments towards the student loan or the interest of these schools, they're going to get that money back in the mail. So that's really, really exciting. So make sure, you know how, like, back in the day, you never really give them your real address. This is the time to go to studentaid.gov and give your real address so you can get your check. So that's what's really, really exciting about what's happening with borrower's defense. Okay. All right, guys, I think I covered the majority of information that's happening right now. So we could do some Q&A, but those are the three biggest highlight reels that's happening in the world of student loans. And these things are happening concurrently, so people can be eligible for more than one thing at a time.
Okay. So just going back to the beginning real quick, I got a question. The application you had mentioned at the beginning is an application for Joe Biden's program, and you get the two circles, different things of nature. Where did they get that? Like, what's the website?
So they didn't release where the application is going to be at yet. So we're like stalking it in real time. We think it's going to be through studentaid.gov because that's where every other application is. The only problem is, I'm just going to be really honest, if it is through studentaid.gov, you might want to log on at like 4 a.m. when nobody's on there, because the website keeps crashing like it's Black Friday or something. So just, you know, take your time and be patient with applying, but don't quit on it.
Yeah, so I think one of the other big updates, and maybe people overlooked it because they just saw 10,000, right, and 20,000 if you got the Pell Grant, is that student loan repayment is back in effect. So yeah.
January 1st. So okay. I have one more update. And I was looking, I think MG Mortgage Guy posted something about this, right? So I was like, I want to clarify this with him. So let me just give you one last thing that Biden did do recently that I was really excited about. So when the Obama administration came in, they lowered the income-driven repayment plan from 15% to 10%. They call it the repay plan. So Biden, this, I know y'all ain't gonna be no more extensions, because he was like, this is gonna be the last one plus this. And the plus this is he changed the repayment plan from 10% repayment to 5%. So it's like, Rashad and Troy, if you can't pay your loans at 5% of what you earn, they don't know what to tell you. So that's why I know we're probably gonna go back into repayment come January. Because he said, look, you got a dollar towards it, right? So 5% repayment is going to be starting in January if you qualify, just based off of income. This is really, really significant, because back in August 2021, there was a law that was changed with the Federal Housing Administration that said, we now can take a look at your student loan payment, your income-driven student loan repayment, to help you qualify for FHA home loan. Never before was that done. It always would be 1% if you were looking to get a home through FHA. Now, this is really big. So, like, if you're in the process of buying a home, just give it a minute, because you want your debt-to-income ratio to reflect 5% of your income-driven repayment plan versus 10%, which means more house. So this is going to be really, really big for minorities, particularly African-American women that are most plagued by student loan debt. So, like, if there was ever a time to buy a home in relation to your student loan debt, it would be after January. So that was really, really exciting to see.
Yeah, so that barrier, right? That 10 to 5%, mm-hmm. and I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I read this. So there's a piece of it where the amount of the time that you have to pay is gonna go down from 20 to 10 years, right? I think is if your student loan's under 12,000 or something like that.
Right. So they're going to be changing the whole repayment plan. We don't know what that repayment plan is going to be called yet, but they're basically how like Obama came out with the repay and pay. I believe the Biden administration is going to just redo and create a whole nother payment plan, or they may make an update to the repay pay plan. Because remember, Biden and Biden did that together. So that's something they could update.
So, all right. So let's go to question, but I want to start with some questions from YouTube for a change. Somebody says, do loans have to be consolidated in order to receive forgiveness?
Yes, if you have FFEL or FFELP or Stafford or Perkins loans. So basically the answer to that in another way is if you do not have direct loans, the answer is yes. If you have direct loans and that's all you have, then you don't have to consolidate again.
Okay. Somebody else says, how do you think this new program will affect new college students?
So very, very, very good question. So this is going to be very interesting to see. We do know that college students can be eligible for the money that's coming from Biden. The problem here is, guys, you know, 10 and 20K sounds really good in theory, but they're probably going to borrow 10 and 20K that year. So for new students, it's probably going to wash, you know, their education costs for a year or semester, but not make a huge dent. And, you know, statistically, it's not going to make a big dent in the African-American community either. You know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. This student loan debt of $20,000 is going to statistically clear debt for white males. Not a challenge, I'm just saying. And I think that so many people were a little upset that $50,000 wasn't given because $50,000 would really move the needle for the African-American community. While we're grateful for the 20 as a whole, and just in terms of moving the needle and really making a big impact on the finances of the African-American community, $20,000 is not going to do much.
Yeah, so the statistics are there's 43 million, which is equal to 1.3 trillion. The only thing that we have more debt in is home ownership. Mm-hmm. With the $10,000 forgiveness, that'll cut the amount of people who are in debt and student loans to 20 million. So almost half of the people who have student loans will be cut. And then you have the new repayment plan. So for the new college student who's coming in, and this is another part, the amount of interest that's going to be paid on those loans, is that going to change too? Because a lot of times people make payments and they're making the payments on time and they're looking at their overall amount and they're saying, wait, the principal hasn't changed because they've been paying interest. Is there something in there that like interest might be lowered?
So the interest gets regulated and updated every July. And to my knowledge, the interest hasn't budged much since the last July because of the pandemic. So we don't expect that the interest is going to be, you know, super high. You know, when you're in school, your interest varies around between 3 to 5%. Plus loans go about 7 to 8%. That the administration has not changed or wavered on. And to be really honest, I don't think they will, because all of these extensions, the government is losing thousands and thousands, millions at this point, of dollars in recouping interest money. So I don't think they're going to make any changes to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things to think about, right? It's been about almost 2 years now with no payments. And so the government's going to have to figure out how we're going to get this back. And one of those things is usually we'll have to raise taxes, or they'll figure out another way to raise money where the total population is going to have to start paying for this. So yeah, something to keep your eye on. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to UI University for a question.
All right. Angela, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Angela?
Hello?
Angela, you there? Go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me?
Hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. Hey, so thank you all for everything you do. Thank you, Ms. Sonya. I have a question. So yeah, my husband and I went to DeVry, but we already paid off our student loan. So is there anything, are we just, you know, should we still apply or what?
So, okay. So, you know, Angela, here's the unfortunate truth. Biden said it, not I. So somebody had literally asked him that question in a press conference, and he got really snappy, Angela. And basically he said that if you were able to pay off your loans or fortunate to pay off your loans, there will not be a refund. The only time we're seeing that money is actually being refunded is if you paid on your loans through the pandemic. There's a refund possible there. Or if you went to a school such as that qualifies for borrower's defense. But for this particular program, the 10 or the 20K, they have not said, well, and he basically said he was not going to be giving any money back. So unfortunately, if you're just eligible for this, the answer would be no.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, let's go to YouTube again. How does loan forgiveness work for teachers who have worked in low-income districts?
So right now, this is really cool, and this is only until October 31st, teachers can pair teacher loan forgiveness. So teacher loan forgiveness allows you to receive a grant for teaching and PSLF. So, you know, the thing is, Troy, you never before could pair those together. It was like one or the other. Is the thing talking? Okay. So it was like one or the other. So now, I'm sorry for this mystery. I'm like, what's talking? 1 second, guys.
The ghost.
No, it's, I guess, Alexa. So long story short, so basically, I must have said a name similar. So basically, you right now have the time to be able to apply for both until October 31st. You can get whatever grant money is eligible. So if you've been working at that school for over 5 years, get that money. And mm-hmm. then you can also use that same time period to calculate for PSLF. So teachers right now are super winning. That's I would super. Definitely pair both.
Yeah, and here's another thing. So if you teach, and I'm sure this is probably still true, so you could correct me, but if you teach in math or science, right, there's a certain amount that you allocated. When I did it, it was $17,500. Mm-hmm. And if you taught in like ELA or social studies, it was like maybe $7,500. And everything else was probably like $5,000 or something like that. Or maybe it was $17,500 for the core mm-hmm. four and then $5,000 for everything else. And so at the time I was teaching phys ed, and I was like, wait. Where do we fall in this? And I was like, they were like, oh, it's a $5,000. I'm like, nah, but I teach health, which is a science. And so it was a good thing I had a great relationship with the assistant principal and the principal. Yeah, because when they looked at it, they looked at health. It was a science, and phys ed is a science too, technically. And so I actually applied for it. I got the 17.5. So that's one way you could do it. But like you said, now that we're able to combine it, you get that 10 years of payment. You work in a low income area. And that's just 5 years, right?
Yeah. So just 5 years. So if you're going to get either the 5 or the 17, plus you got 20 coming, plus you got the work history. And if you was in forbearance because times was hard, another 3. I'm telling you, it's a really good day to be a teacher when you do this math.
It pays. Good. All right. We got Jonathan Harden. We coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Jonathan?
Hey, Troy, Rashad, Sonia, thank you so much for this meeting. This is incredible. Can you hear me?
Hey, yep. Perfectly.
Righteous. So I'm logged in to studentaid.gov right now, and it's telling me that I need to consolidate my FFL, yada, mm-hmm. yada. So mm-hmm. I looked at the form, and it gives you a variety of payment options, and some are like mad cheap, but you'd be doubling the price that you would pay, you know, at the end. And then if I go with what I'm doing now, it'd be slightly higher. So my question is, what's the percentage of people who actually, if they meet the requirements and apply, they would actually get, you know, their loan forgiven? Because when I did my research under Trump, it was like 2%.
Well, this is a new day. And if I was on IG Live, I would make you all type new day. And let me just be really honest with you, Jonathan. The challenge is so many people were burnt or disheartened by the PSLF program before. And everyone's like, oh, this is not happening. This is not real. You just come on over to my page. You're going to see all these testimonials. A young lady literally had the same situation that you're saying. And she just sent me a message showing that she got $357,200 forgiven because she decided to just complete the application. So what I want to say for you is, how much work history do you have to catch up on to get credit for?
Well, I've got two places that I've worked now to be a total of 11 years, and both of them are on the list. So okay. The place I'm working now, I'll give them the form, and then I got to go. I used to work at NPR, and that's on the list. So I got to get the form from them. So just okay. Two places.
Well, Jonathan, I'm going to be very frank with you. It's not going to really matter what payment plan you choose. Early congratulations on 100% loan forgiveness. You just
I'll size me up now.
I don't have to hype you up. This is I get these DMs every day. I literally, Rashad and Troy and Jonathan, I cannot have a bad day if I wanted to. Just imagine just waking up to all these receipts and screenshots. It's people just like yourself that have been working for years in these industries. No payments required. You just had to work there. You're able, they're not asking about, you know, what you made, what you, they're just wanting you to do the form. So do the form, mail it off certified. And then in 30 to 45 days, you should be having a celebration of your own.
Righteousness. Thank you so much. Y'all doing the Lord's work for real.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Yes. Right. So we got a question in YouTube. They said, does the teacher loan forgiveness backtrack? I believe it does up until 2007, right?
Yes.
So from 2007 on, mm-hmm. those years.
Yes. And the thing is, 2007 was just so significant because there were so many changes that was happening with the direct loans program, the government. It's a very weird number, but 2007 is correct. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Let me see if I can get this right. Jerrica, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Did I get that right? I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's my name, Jerrica. Thank you all so much for this information. My question is, okay, let me give you background really quick. So I've worked for the state of Texas for 11 years. I applied for the PSLF program. I've also been on an income-driven plan. However, I'm still showing that I think I have like additional 5 years of payments due. So I'm not sure what I'm overlooking or if I'm missing some steps here.
So give me some back history. How long have you been working for a qualified employer?
Since 2011.
2011, and mm-hmm. we're in 2022. If you worked at this qualified employer, for at least 30 hours a week.
Yes.
Okay. And this is one employer or multiple employers?
One employer, just held different positions.
Okay. And let me just ask you this question. So when's the last time you filled out that form and had the employer sign it again?
It was probably over two years ago.
Okay. Jerrica, send it again. Okay. Certified tomorrow. Because you got to remember, this is why they're coming out with this program. They made a mistake. They're saying we miscalculated. We never counted your payments correctly. So resend it again with the same information, same employer signature. If HR has a question, just say I was instructed to recomplete this form so they can recalculate my eligibility.
Perfect. Okay, I will. Yeah. So much.
You're welcome.
Love you guys.
Appreciate you, Jerrica.
A question from YouTube is there any repayment programs for healthcare workers?
So there are. So there's nursing loan forgiveness, which is not a federal program, but it's more so run through the state. I think it's nhs.gov, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure offhand, but just type in state nursing loan forgiveness. But again, you know, guys, the challenge with healthcare is that healthcare is so broad. So with healthcare, what you have to make sure is that you're working in a not-for-profit or a nonprofit field for it to qualify. So unfortunately, if that's not the case, then it wouldn't qualify for PSLF or most loan forgiveness programs. The 1020K, of course, could come, being that their income is under 125, but just is going to depend on their place of employment. So the other thing that's on the table that hasn't been decided on is frontline workers. The bill is still out there to give loan forgiveness for them. And then the Biden administration said that before their tenure is over, now this could just be a little dangle to get us to re-vote, but I'm here for it. They said that they were going to be looking to see what they can do for private loan debt too. I was like, oh, that was y'all clever. We don't know. But that would be really awesome for those in the healthcare field, as we know that they take out the majority of private loan debt.
Yeah, that Denise has a great question. Shout out to the tube. And this is probably one of those stipulations that might have changed. She said, do you have to currently be employed in public service? So she left the profession, but has over 18 years. Do you still have to currently be employed where you were? No?
Nope. Again, if you ever worked since 2007 to 2022 for a qualified employer, you're going to do the PSLF limited waiver form. You're going to have the employer sign that form. I would love for them to get it back to you, but if they mail it off, that's fine. But we want to be able to mail it off certified. So we got to be able to track this, or at least ask for a copy back or confirmation. And then just wait 30 to 45 days and she should be in the same party as Jerrica and Jonathan. So I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that because the October 31st date is very key because if you get it in and you have 30 to 45 days for them to respond, you want to get it in before the 31st, right?
You want to postmark.
Exactly, right. Because you got to figure all those loans are now going to be active again, all these repayment loans, and there's going to be a lot of applications for the people trying to get the $10,000 forgiveness or the $20,000. Yeah. So that's a lot of paperwork. And 30 to 45 days will turn into 3 to 6 months.
I'm like, did they increase the workforce over there? I'm like, I don't understand what's about to happen.
If we're looking for an employment opportunity, I'm sure that this,
this will be the time. They're probably hiring for real.
All right, we got Kelly, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Hello?
We hear you.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Thank you. I have a question. I'm currently in the Navy for the military, and I want to know if there were any special circumstances for people who had been deployed and weren't able to make their payments on time. And also, I wanted to know, there was a time when they had run out of tuition assistance that pays for our education, and we had to take out student loans. Would there be any special circumstances for that? And I've been in for 5 years.
Okay, what was the job again?
I'm in the Navy.
In the Navy, okay. And you had to take out student loans because it ran out. And what was the time periods you were in the Navy working?
I'm currently in, so from 17 to present, 2017 to present.
Okay, so you want to know if you can qualify for that 5 years of back history?
Yes.
Yes, and when did you take out your student loans? What years did you take out your student loans?
From 2019 up until now. They run out of money all the time. So that's the question I'm asking. Would there be any special circumstances that we could get for that?
Well, so you took out loans in 2019, right?
19 and 20, yes.
Okay. So you can apply for the same program, the PSLF limited waiver, to qualify you towards the 10 years. And they're not going to just do a reimbursement for those two. You still have to hit the 10-year mark to get the loan debt forgiven altogether. I don't know how much you've borrowed, Kelly, but would the $20K make a difference in the loan debt?
Yeah, because I have like $40,000 out.
Okay. So we know that the $20K can knock down at least half. And then just depending, so either way, and I've been having this conversation with people, well, if I do the form, I'm only going to get 2 or 3 years of eligibility. But the point is, Kelly, we still want you to just send off that form and just go get that back history either way if you can, because the Biden administration also said they're looking to see if they can shorten repayment from 10 years to 5. They've been talking about a lot of different things they want to do with the PSLF program. So what I'm basically saying to you is, if you had 2 years and then they changed it to 5, it could be shorter for you overall. So no, there won't be immediate relief in terms of the whole debt being gone. Half is coming if you had the Pell Grant. If not, 10 is coming. But at least you can get the credit for that time worked.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you for your question.
Kelly, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So let's go to a few more YouTube questions before we wrap. A lot of people that's watching this, this is actually great, by the way, Sonia. Thank you for the information. But people always say, like, what's the difference between EY University and Earn Your Leisure? Question and answers is one of probably the biggest thing because that's a hands-on learning education. So 9 to 5 Millionaire, his episode came out yesterday. That was one of those ones. It went crazy. It's going crazy on YouTube right now. But so many people hitting him in the DM, asking him questions. It's like, it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. This is why we've kind of built the platform the way it is that it's kind of built like a real classroom. So in Zoom, you have like people that actually teach, and then you can actually ask questions. That to me is probably the biggest, one of the biggest advantages of the actual platform, because it's like you can't do that on, Market Mondays you can if you're at EYL University, but you can't do that on the podcast. You can't do that on, you know, if you're just watching YouTube or if you're just listening on Instagram. So you can still get information, and it's a great way to educate yourself. But private school education is a little different from public school education. And EYL University, top private school in the world. So 50% off for 48 hours. Code student. Enter code student. 50% is $499. Why would you not do that? That's the biggest question.
Too easy. I got a few more from here.
Well, I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody said, is loan forgiveness only for qualified jobs? Qualifying jobs. I'm not really sure what that means, but I guess they're assuming like just for teachers or just, but no, right? It's for anybody, right?
No, we went through three today. So just to recap, the Biden administration is giving it out regardless of where you've worked. It just has an income stipulation to it in an application. That's number one. The second one is the PSLF is by where you work. So that's a qualified employer stipulation. The third is the borrower's defense based off where you went to school. And that's regardless of where you worked and what you've earned. So there's three ways to get some type of forgiveness. And pretty much just with income in mind, most people are going to be eligible for one of three, if not two of three or three of three.
Yeah. What one of those qualifying measures for that the loan forgiveness for public service was the 120 payments. Is that still part of the criteria? Because I know that's still, so you have to make, is it 120 consecutive or just 120 payments? Because a lot of people get thrown off with that.
120 qualified payments. So let me repeat myself, because this is where people just don't apply. So if you ever worked from 2007 to 2022, regardless if when you worked there, even if you don't still work there, even if you never made a payment, even if you never paid on time, even if you weren't in the right repayment plan, the requirement is, did you work there? Can somebody sign your paperwork saying that you work there at least 30 hours a week? If the answer is yes, you're eligible for your credit. That's it. Don't think too hard on it. You know, people go, wow, you know, sometimes in forbearance, they know. You know, sometimes I miss the payment. I was late like 10. They know. So don't go into that headspace. I would rather the Department of Ed tell you no than you tell yourself no. Just apply. And literally a lady said to me, I'm so grateful you made me apply. She went from 20 eligible payments to 114 because she took like six of my classes. I didn't, you know, and she said, all right, I finally just sent it in. That's a huge jump, y'all. She literally got six payments to go and she'll be done.
You know, a part of that it kind of gets left out. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, like we said, 43 million people are in student loan debt. One out of five people in default is that credit score.
Oh,
I mean, think about
Troy. If you're in default right now, Troy, it's getting real weird. it's getting weird. No, like if you're watching this and you're in default, you should be ashamed of yourself. After today, you should no longer be in. Matthew, you should call them right now. You got about 12 minutes East Coast time. It'll be until 9. Get out tonight or get out tomorrow morning. The thing is, guys, there's no such thing as being in default no more if you don't want to be. And like, all right, so there's certain people that defaulted. There's like your first time defaulters, and then there's those like forever defaulters that like you probably just was never going to get out. So here's the key. They started something called the Fresh Start Program. It's a no questions asked program. What that means is it's going to go one of two ways. Hey, listen, I heard that there's a program to get me out of default today. What do I need to do? They're not going to ask you what happened. You know, they may ask you what you've earned for only one reason, and that's to see if they can qualify you for a low payment for 3 months to take it off your credit like it never happened. But if you're like, I don't want to give up my income and you don't want to go back and forth, they can take you out of default today, Troy. It's just that it would just still show on your credit that it happened. Does that make sense? But I literally had a young lady, I was teaching a class one afternoon, and I told everybody how weird they were. She was so sick of me calling people weird. I knew what I was doing. She literally called in real time and like came off of mute and bust out like, I'm not in default no more. And it was just like this like crazy movie scene. Yeah, you don't have to be in default no more. You're going to log in studentaid.gov. It's going to say, you're in default. And then there's a number there for you to call Department of Education. Just call them, take about 10 minutes, get out today. You only have about a year from today to do this. And then after that, it's going to go away.
Okay.
So yeah, I get so excited about these things. Because
I want to see people be great. I want to see them be great. I want to see, you know, this level of debt come off their accounts. And, you know, hopefully their credit scores go up. And then we got more people buying homes, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes student loan debt puts us in a crisis where the only option is to stay home. And sometimes there's no home to come back to. And so that becomes a decision, right? Can I even afford to make the decision to go to school? And so right. We want to give people enough options and enough resources to make, you know, good decisions for them and great financial decisions. Because like we said, other than getting married, going right. to school is going to probably be the most important financial decision you're going to make.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it. What is this? Is it Ernso? Ernso, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Going good, guys. Can you hear me?
Hey, you perfectly. What's going on?
It's going well. Just enjoying the class. But my question was, so I'm one of the ones who had one of the parent plus loan and the Pell Grant. Mm-hmm. And I also have multiple siblings who are who went to college before me but consolidated their Parent PLUS loan into one. Is this one of the situations where I guess consolidating is going to work against us?
No, if you have a Parent PLUS loan, in order to qualify, it has to be a Parent PLUS consolidated loan. So it's not just enough when we talk about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Let me stress that. In order to qualify for the Parent PLUS loan to be wiped clear, if you are eligible for PSLF, you have to go in and just consolidate that loan if it's not already a Parent PLUS consolidated loan. Does that make sense? But in order to get the money from Biden for the 10 or 20K, you would not have to do that if it's a direct loan already.
Oh, you chopping up. I'm not sure. Are you saying thank you?
Yeah, he said thank you.
Yep.
Oh, appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate y'all.
You're welcome.
Let's try again. Come on.
Let's do it. We got Kelly, we coming to you. Oh, see, not a hand. They got a bunch of hands in here. Kelly, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on with you?
They waited to the end to start asking questions.
They said, okay. Somebody just asked my question. Let me get some clarity. Kelly, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I appreciate all this information. Thank you, Sonia. So you might have said this, but so a Perkins loan. I have a Perkins loan, and then I have like some other direct consolidated and unconsolidated, or I'm sorry, direct unsubsidized and subsidized loans. I guess I'm not too sure what to do in terms of like in terms of consolidating, do I need to consolidate the Perkins loan?
Well, there's a little error message that comes up, or not an error, a warning message that if you consolidate your Perkins loans, you could lose some type of eligibility.
I just read that, yep.
When you read it, did that apply to you or no?
Well, that's why I clicked my hand up, because I wasn't sure, and okay. I don't really know where to find it.
So read it again, and basically, so this is how it goes. And I'm going to just answer you very generally, Kelly, because I haven't like looked at your account, you know. So when you are going to consolidate, and the little error message comes up, it says, do not consolidate this loan if you are in the process of having it forgiven. So if there's another way that you know that Perkins loan is being forgiven, particularly if you were teaching, then you wouldn't want to include it. Is that your case or no?
No, I'm not teaching, and I don't have another way to consolidate or to get
it. I would slide that amount on in, Kelly. That was the answer. So that's basically what it comes down to. And people know, like, so basically with the Perkins loans, there was a big push years ago that they would forgive that loan if you went into the education field. And there's a separate process that happens for those loans to be forgiven. It's a whole different program. But if that's not the case for you, you would know, then you can include it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Appreciate you, Kelly. All right, Ayanna, we are coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on, Ayanna?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
We hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to start by saying, Troy, Rashad, and Sonia, I just want to thank you for all of this information. I'm pretty much ready to start doing my little praise dance already, but I work for the Department of Health and Human Services in the pretty much the welfare office. And so my question's not for me because I've been there 12 years, but I do have a lot of clients that receive public assistance, you know, and it doesn't really look like, from my perspective, any of them are trying to get a job. But are there any, I mean, what will happen with individuals like that, that own student loans, they are not employed, and once the interest and everything starts to kick back in? I mean, I'm sure most of them are have applied for forbearances, but is there anything for individuals like that?
So what I would do, Ayanna, and it's not a weird question at all, you may want to help them and, you know, host some webinars or in-person sessions to help them apply for the 10 or 20K. Majority of them, if they have student loans, will be eligible for the 20K because they probably receive the Perkins grant. They make under the 125. So we want to get as many of those people possible with the application for the 20K. When it's time to go on repayment in January, we want them to do what's called an income-driven repayment plan. They're going to put down that they have zero income. And then what should happen is the Department of Ed promised now what is going to happen is, Ayanna, by them getting into this new repayment plan, just like Troy had mentioned, they're going to be getting a $0 payment plan 9 times out of 10 if there's no income. Now they're going to have $0 payments counting towards an actual number to release them from student loan debt total. And that might be 5, 10, or 15 years. We just have to see what all the numbers come out when the payment plan is released. But right. So what we want to encourage these young people to do is, we don't want them to be by the wayside and miss the 10 or 20K. And then we also don't want them to go into default and mess up their credit. I mean, they need to just make sure every year they enroll into an IDR program. And if it's a $0 payment, it's a $0 payment. Now, we hope that next year, maybe it's a $50 payment, because what? That means they're earning income. So right. we just want to make sure they know, kind of like when you do your taxes, you need to do your income-driven repayment plan too, so that they can stay on the course and get this loan debt done.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I will relay that information. I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you,
Ayanna.
Thank you. Shout out to you too. 2,000 people on a check-in.
Very important.
Hit the like button and share. This is very, very important information.
All right, who we got? Let's see. Michelle, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. Shout out to EYL University, man. Yeah. No fridge breaks on. I might. Did I just jinx us? Nah, there she goes. Michelle, what's going on? Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I am great.
Good. Hi, Sonia. Thank you so much for this information you're sharing. I just had a quick question. So I fall under the categories. I work in a school, but I fall under the category of special services. I'm an occupational therapist. And I wanted to know, does it work? Do you have to be a district employee in order, like, first of all, do we even qualify for this? And do you have to be a district employee? Because I find that a lot of therapists, like speech therapists, physical therapists, and occupational mm-hmm. therapists who work in schools are more so contracted and not necessarily district employees. So I want to know.
Good question, Michelle. Let me just ask you a question. Who is your employer, though?
So my employer is technically like the contractor. So for example, like there are different companies who just compile, I guess, for lack of better words, therapists, and then they like contract them out to the school. So I'm through a contractor.
Okay, Michelle, if we were sitting in my living room, I probably would give you a few answers. So I'm going to teeter lightly here, okay? So Michelle, you may be eligible for the 10 or the 20K, of course, that we talked about earlier that the Biden administration is going to be giving out. And Michelle, let me tell you what I saw, but don't advise. I did see some people and you know, here's the thing, guys, with the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, they're just trying to get as many people approved and through as possible that there aren't any regulation checks happening. Not to say that they won't go back and do it. And orange is not our favorite color. What some people are doing is there is a loophole when you look at the Public Service Loan Forgiveness application that says, who is an authorized signer to verify your employment? Well, Michelle, I want you to read that section for yourself and then you decide how you want to do this. Some people that are in the same position as you are having the principal or that there's HR at the school complete the form and not the contractor that contracted you. And what I say that is because in the section of the form, it does read that of someone that can attest to your work history. And so that's the challenge, Michelle. Let me just tell you, I don't advise either way. I tell you to read and decide. We've seen people decide to do it that way, and we've seen them get their loans forgiven and get their forgiveness months. So it's a really, really catchy slide because you do work in a qualified field. It's just the employer itself is not, but somebody that could attest to you working in that field could sign. So I'm going to be really honest with you. This form is super gray. If you really want clarification, you can always call Mohelia Department of Education and see their thoughts on it. But this is just kind of what people find themselves in your position.
Okay. Would I qualify if I were a district employee?
Yeah. Like if you work for the school district in any school district, like in that case, then of course you would qualify. Yeah. Because you're working for essentially an entity of the city government.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was a great question. Because that's a tricky slope, right? Because they are contractors.
Yeah, you know that's what, Troy Rashad, I am so like, so like nervous of like backlash when you answer Gray. Yeah. I'm like, I ain't trying to see no clips. Like, But to be honest with you, I've read it several times. Other people have read it. And if you read the section, it is so gray. Like a lot of this is gray. So I always tell people, use your own discretion. And then if you're really unsure, to call the Department of Education and give the same scenario question and see what they would advise.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a bunch of people thinking the same thing.
And for the people on YouTube, somebody said, how do you get to ask questions? EYO University, somebody said membership, it renews every single year. You pay, and once you lock in that price, that's the same price. And it's 12 months from like the time you sign up. So those are three questions. Hopefully those answer those questions for YouTube people. So I get a couple more questions.
See, Shalonda, I'm coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. How you doing? Good night. Good evening.
I'm great. Good evening. I am a speech pathologist. So to extend that question, I'm a speech pathologist in Houston. I don't work for a school. I'm a voice specialist and I own my own private practice. Now, I have worked for the University of Houston as an adjunct professor, and I have student loans from grad school. So does this apply to me?
As an adjunct professor, let me just ask you a few questions. As an adjunct professor, how many hours of work would you say you have worked?
Well, I haven't done that. That was 2015 to 2017, and I was there 2 days a week on campus.
Okay. So on campus, 2 days a week, any work outside of that? Because I'm trying to see if that would equal to 30 hours.
Oh, is it? Did it have to be 30 hours a week? It was not 30 hours a week.
Okay. All right. Do me a favor. Just hit mute really quickly so we don't get some bad feedback. So I'll give you one more idea. Okay. So, Shalonda, one of the things that I always teach my students that are entrepreneurs or contractors for themselves, something you want to consider is having your own what's called nonprofit arm. So a little extra game for you guys tonight. And it's very legal. And most big corporations do this. And you guys are familiar with Kizzy. I think she's been on your show before.
Yep, yep.
This is something that she's done with herself and her mom. And so what happens is you can think about, Shalonda, starting your own nonprofit for the speech pathology work that you do. And what that would do is it would allow you as a paid employee of that nonprofit to be able to be eligible for the public service loan forgiveness program. So we see a lot of people doing this opportunity. Our tribe is literally in process of creating it now for themselves. Why is this important? It's important because the work that you do can also help you be a good giver in your business in terms of tax write-offs. So let's say you wanted to help somebody, a certain client or patient, but they just couldn't afford to pay you, right? But maybe under your nonprofit arm, they could. But also now you're getting paid through your nonprofit arm, so you'll be able to do that too. The only thing is you, of course, don't sign your own paperwork, but you do have to be able to be paid out of that. So that might be an idea that you can take and run with and look more into. And you can literally Google nonprofit arm. We talk about it on our page, but you just need to be able to get yourself enrolled, because if you have six figures to loan debt, it won't just go away because you're doing great work every day at work. You also have to attach it to a forgiveness vehicle. And the one for you might be going through PSLF in the form of a nonprofit arm. So hopefully that was a little bit of advice or some game that could help.
Well, I do have a nonprofit arm, so I'm excited about that.
How long
and
have you had
I signed up? Since 2015.
Oh, well, girl, what are you going to do? You're going to do that same PSLF paperwork, and you're going to see Rashad Troy. We got to go back to basics.
Shalonda, you got to mute yourself because we're getting feedback. All right, perfect. She's good now.
Okay, so Shalonda, you're going to take that same paperwork, the PSLF limited waiver, and you're going to send it in, and you're going to get credit. So 7 years of credit should be coming your way because you have had the nonprofit. You got to get this done before October 31st because, again, it's no questions asked. If you were making payments or the nonprofit was making money, or just get it in. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Excited for you. Yep.
October 31st. That's a big day. Trello, we coming to you. Unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I heard you speak a little bit about signing. Thank you for giving us this information. I heard you speak a little bit about if you were making payments during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit more about that? Because I did pay a couple of my student loans off through this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. So you can apply through your lender to have those payments that you made refunded back to you because you were not required to pay. Some people paid to lower their principal. So I just want to be mindful that if you're going to get the refund, then it takes away from the money you paid that lowers your principal. But if you truly didn't, you truly were making payments because your lender didn't update it in time, like Navient got in trouble with this one particularly. You know, Navient guys didn't stop repayment until like 6 months into the pandemic. Like, sir, that loan stopped immediately. Like, what's going on here? So if that was the same situation for you, you just didn't know better, you still had payments on auto payment maybe, auto pay, then yeah, you could get that money back if you don't want it to go towards the principal of your loan.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's do like one more. Okay. Marcel, you got two names here, and Eden. it's a couple, a duo. What's going on?
How y'all doing?
You good? How you, man?
Chilling. What's your question?
I have two questions. One is, when I was in grad school, if I was working part-time for the school, does that count or not? And then two, what was my second question?
Let me ask you a question. When were you in school? What years?
So I was in grad school from 2016 to 2018.
Okay. So there was a clause that said from 2007 to 13, they were giving you credit if you were in school, but you were past that period. So, okay.
I was an undergrad.
Yeah. So it was just that, I don't get these numbers are weird. It was just that 5 year period.
Okay. All right.
So that wouldn't count, but then it had to be full time, right?
The key word here is 30 hours a week.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you.
Peace and blessings. Appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you. Have a good night. That gets tricky, right? Grad school, because a lot of times grad school, you don't get federal funding to go to grad school. You got to take out a lot of private loans. It gets really tricky when you're dealing with grad school. Undergrad, obviously, there's more opportunities for federal funding, but that grad school thing, that's a beast. That's a big beast.
Sonia, I want you to speak about your program that you have. I believe you have, is it an ebook?
Yeah, so we put together a really, really quick and easy comprehensive ebook, and we can share it with you guys. So it's called the Ultimate Loan Forgiveness Ebook. And how it works is, if you're listening, you would literally write this down, go to page 17. You know, the problem here is, Rashad and Troy, people don't know how to do these applications for PSLF, borrower's defense. They may not know how to consolidate. So what we did on page 17 of the ebook is that we literally included a class for you to watch. You could purchase it now and watch it tonight and literally follow step by step with us on how to fill out the form. This section means this. Tell your employer this. Oh, if your employer says this. And then the borrower's defense, that's the 25-page one. We literally went through that line by line. You should type this. Did you experience this? You should write this. So, I mean, it's kind of like, we don't want you to think too hard, but we wanted you to walk you through it. And it was our way of being able to help the masses, because we're a small but mighty team. We cannot take as many appointments. We're booked out for like 2 weeks. So we made up on-demand classes for you guys. And then we also included a class on how to consolidate as well. We talked about how do you know if you need to consolidate and how to consolidate. And then we included a class also that if you're wondering, but was any of my employees eligible for PSLF? We put a class on how to go through studentaid.gov and find that information too. So there's a lot of information just about forgiveness programs in general. And then page 17 is where the real money saver is, like, click here, do this. And then we also gave them, with the ebook included in the ebook, access to private Facebook groups. So what's going to happen is, during the application process, you're going to have a lot of questions. So we didn't want you to have to email or DM it. You're going to literally join that Facebook group and say, hey, Coach so-and-so, or hey, Sonia, I had a question. They sent me this back in the email. What do I do? And then we're responding in pretty much real time, 24 hours. So we're trying to just provide as much support and on-demand combined together, if possible, if that makes sense. And we're doing, last thing. We've also included, for members only that purchase this ebook, some free live FAQ classes that we're doing pretty much bi-weekly. So we're probably going to be increasing them in September to weekly again. But literally, you can come on like, hey, I got the ebook. I got to this point right here, and I just want to know, should I click this, or, you know, should I fill this out? And you can just ask in real time in their smaller classes. So, I mean, when I tell you that we're working like every day, twice a day, three times a day, we're in overdrive, because October 31st is really not that far away. So yeah, we can definitely share that ebook out with your tribe. Are you guys going to share it, or share it online?
It's in the link. I just put it in YouTube comments, but it's in the link of this video. in the description of this video, I should say. It's in the description of this video. And if you're listening to it, because we're going to put this on audio podcast as well. If you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify, when you hear it, it'll be in the description of it as well. So Sonia is best in the business. And the ebook, I think it's like $47, something like that.
Yeah, ebook. 47. That's it. So if you, we wanted to make it as affordable as possible. We didn't want you to have to think too hard. We know the number one reason why people don't apply for things is because they're overwhelmed by it. Some people never even logged into studentaid.gov before. So it's just a really, really friendly, like us holding your hand through the process. And then the live support and the Facebook group, we just did added value because we didn't want people to feel lost. So we're really proud about the ebook. It's selling really well. And not only is it selling, like literally, forget all that about that. I'm excited when I wake up to 357,000 cleared, or really your conference, guys. I had like a little teary moment. You know, I had my face beat to the gods for your conference. As
That's a fact.
I had to go get myself together because, you know, men don't ever really say much. Men were coming up to me like, I just want to tell you something. I'm like, what do you want to tell me? And they're like, because of you, I got 100 to forgive in for your class. And then some people said they came to the conference just to give me a hug. I'm like, you give me a hug just for a ticket for that? But, you know, I would come give me a hug, too, if I got 202,000 forgiven from just a class. You know what I'm saying? So it's been really, really fun. I think we're just in great momentum. We're loving what we do. We're exhausted, but that's okay. I'd rather, you know, sleep in November or something. But we got a lot of work to do before October 31st.
No, for sure. I appreciate it. Yeah, get the whole bundle. The link is in the description of this video. Like I said, if you have questions about student loans, it's a no-brainer because you just saw we just covered in 1 hour. So imagine what's covered in hours of content and ebooks and different things of that nature. So great way to you know, enhance your education. I saw somebody ask, how was InvestFest? You must not have social media, because if you have any form of social media, you already know InvestFest was a motion picture event at the highest level. At the highest level, Sonia was there. So
can I tell you something, guys? I was looking forward, right? First of all, shout out to the room with the chat. Y'all know what? Y'all all right with me. So anyway, I'm looking forward. And I literally was like, oh, man, probably like 10 people will come. I'll still teach the 10 like it's 1,000, right? I turned around, I said, no, shit, no way. But I was like, wait a minute, let me see if people's going to be here. And it was so good. When the session was over, we just was like taken to the table and we just answered more questions, as many as we could do. It was just a phenomenal event. I think you guys outdid yourself. And what I always love about your community and your conferences is that it's frills, but it's people there that really want to get solutions and answers. That people not there to showboat and like, no, they're walking away with tangible answers and you're changing people's lives. I mean, and for me hearing Tyler Perry speak, like, my God, like he said something that really, I won't go into it, but he said this one thing, I'm telling y'all, this one thing that really freed me where I'm at personally and professionally. And he was just talking about going up and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I'm going up, they can't come. Yeah. You know, my God,
we know what you speak of.
I know all about it.
Yeah, so I came to be a blessing, but that was really a blessing to me. So I really am grateful for you guys to have him there. So just, you guys are going to be blessed times 10. And they're going to attribute it back to your platform when they start getting their $100,000 student loan debt forgiven because of this class too.
Yeah, we're gonna have a loan forgiveness party.
I appreciate that.
I'm coming for it. I'm here for it.
That Tyler Perry situation was legendary.
And how do you sleep after that? That was good. Yeah.
Don't miss an EYL event. Don't miss Fashion Week. Don't miss InvestFest Europe. We're going to London on Halloween. That's gonna be amazing. And don't miss Madison Square Garden. Market Mondays at Madison Square Garden.
Real big.
Changing somebody's last name. That's all I'll say. You're changing somebody's last name. So you guys are so humble with it. You know, that's so awesome and amazing. But really, because of your platform, somebody's last name is going to be significant, as it is for the Hilton, as it is for Walmart, because they got a chance to watch your show. So really, really grateful to be associated and to know you guys. Really proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Strong words.
Yes.
Appreciate I was a poet back in the day. You already know that.
always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
I
encourage everybody to rewatch this video. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on Apple and Spotify on Friday. So rewatch this video, listen to it, share. It's very important information and it's very time sensitive. Sign up to Sonia's program. The link is in the description of this video. And we're running a 48-hour flash sale for EYL University, $499 for 12 months. And it renews at that same price. And that includes monthly calls with me, financial planning, group calls. That includes weekly classes just like this. That includes weekly investment classes with Chris. That includes the book club, the movie club, access to the Facebook group, access to Home Buyers Blueprint Volume 1 and Volume 2, and access to over 200 past classes. That's a lot. And for Fashion Week, we're doing a second day that just got added, and that's just for EYL University members. So you know, we always do like special events and stuff like that as well. So sign up, 48 hours, enter code STUDENT. You have to enter a code, though. The code is STUDENT. Enter code STUDENT at EYLUniversity.com. 50% off, 48-hour flash sale. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Shout out to the merch team. Shout out to the merch team, everybody that supported the merch. Obviously, you know, we rock Access of Liabilities. It's more than just a name now. It's a brand. So shout out to y'all. We 50% off right now with the code InvestFest 2022. Since we're speaking about InvestFest, it was a legendary moment. And Sonia, thank you for being there, because you are a part of history. Not just everybody that was there in attendance and that spoke on that stage and watched people speak. You are a part of history. So shout out to y'all. And go get some merch, man. Shout out to y'all, everybody on the merch team.
All right, y'all.
Love is love. Peace.
Peace. See you at Fashion Week.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.